Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Surround. Whenever you bank, shop, or browse online, your private info is no longer in your control, leaving you vulnerable to cyber criminals.
More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world.
'Cause your info is out there.
Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock and save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
Hey, it's Corey Heppala, 9 to noon, on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, yeah. 821, sports to the max. Here on a Friday night, Mike Max joined us for just about the entire hour between 7 and 8 from San Jose. And I got the sense from Maxie that he was not all that impressed by the Bay Area. He complained about the high price of real estate and all the other things big cities have going on. And one of the things he brought up was homelessness. And that is a problem everywhere. But when you get into the more moderate climates where they don't, I mean, they have cold days and they have rain in the Bay Area, but it doesn't freeze there. But when you get to Southern California, or for that matter, down in Arizona, and my daughter went to school, my youngest, at the University of Arizona, and it really is eye-opening. The number of people that live on the streets, even in the greater Phoenix area or down the road in Tucson, it is really extraordinary, the folks that live out in the elements. So the Bay Area is certainly not alone in that category. Bob Nightingale, I had a chance to visit with Bob earlier in the week, and there is a little Twins news, and we want to get into that. And then I'm going to play a part of my interview with Bob Nightingale because we ran it really late earlier in the week. I was sitting in for Henry, and the Twins did sign 5 players today to avoid arbitration. They include Taylor Rogers, Trevor May, Tyler Duffy, Byron Buxton, and Eddie Rosario. It sounds like, according to John Heyman, they're close on Jose Berríos. We haven't heard any numbers on how far apart they are on Miguel Sano. Once again, those are players eligible for arbitration. The Twins also announced some minor league staff assignments, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, I talked to Bob Nightingale about free agency and how it compared to free agency a year ago. The big-name guys always get their money. But what about that next tier and down? Veteran players a year ago weren't getting big bucks. As Bob Nightingale of USA Today, how does it compare to a year ago?
Not like it was a year ago, Steve. I mean, it's completely changed. You're talking about, you know, $2 billion in free agent contracts. You're not hearing about collusion anymore. You're not hearing about strike much anymore. You know, we'll see what happens a year from now. But several executives predicted this. They say, watch the market. It'll be completely different because there's some top-end guys now that are going to get paid, and guys are getting paid very, very well. Even some of the middle guys are getting paid well. You know, like you say, you still have a Castellanos out there, you know, from the Chicago Cubs. You know, we'll see about Marcelo Ozuna, you know, that sort of thing. But the big boys are getting paid, and the money is out there. So, you know, all the pessimism about a labor agreement a year ago, all of a sudden now it's like, well, wait a minute now, you know, what's going wrong? So I think there's a lot more optimism now that something can be worked out.
Yeah, it's been a great run of labor peace here in the free agent era in the major leagues. There still are some storm clouds around the game. Ultimately, what's going to happen with balls and strikes, I think, is one that will need to be addressed. And then there's this whole issue of the minor leagues. There's still some things to be sorted out in the game, for sure.
Yeah, there is. I mean, baseball's talking about, you know, contracting, you know, 42 teams. And, you know, people like Bernie Sanders are up in arms and saying, wait, you know, can't take that away from 42 cities. There's just a, you know, it means too much to so many people. But, you know, I think baseball is saying, why should we fund all these teams and these players? You know, most of them aren't going to make it anyway. You know, pretty much, you know, double A on is where it's happening. And really, A ball and double A, and they even that much triple A. So, we'll see. I think some clubs will be eliminated, the ones that don't have, you know, good places to work and the stadiums out of date, that sort of thing. You know, and of course, we have all the cheating allegations. We'll see what happens there. I think electronic strike zone is coming, but it's still not perfected yet. You know, the trouble is, you know, that strike zone, are they going to be able to adapt if it's that guy like Aaron Judge at 6'7" at the plate, or a guy like, you know, Jose Altuve at 5'5"? You know, are you going to be able to adjust to that?
Yeah, for sure. But you get the sense that the technology that's come into the game is not going away. We're going to see more of it.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, even with replay, we've taken away a lot of the, you know, the color of the game with the, you know, the managers, you know, kicking at bases and, you know, kicking dirt and throwing stuff around. You know, we're missing that. And I'm afraid, too, with even with the balls and strikes, it's just so automated, you know, might bore people to death that we're not having that same color and umpire arguments and everything else. You know, just I think someone on Twitter today showed the you know, the replay of the George Brett thing with the pine tar game. I mean, those things were fun. You know, we're not seeing it anymore.
Yeah, for sure. And I think when you bring replay into it, I think you can slow it down and show anything you want to show. The bang bang plays at first base, the old rule when we were playing as kids in the sandlot, tie to the runner, all those sorts of things, they're no longer in the game.
Yeah, and it's all the replay, too. It's the same technology as like the NFL or tennis. I mean, you watch an NFL game or a tennis match, you know, in a couple seconds, oh, good call or bad call. In baseball, you know, for whatever reason, those camera angles, you can watch a replay for 30 times. You don't know whether the guy's safe at first or not.
Right.
And the trouble with replay, too, is they, you know, it's natural when you slide into a base, your foot's going to come up a little bit. You know, it's so unfair when guys are being called up because your foot's, you know, half an inch off the back. You know, I don't think the replay was designed for that.
Yeah, Bob, you've been covering the major leagues now a long time. Do you still get excited this time of year in the countdown to pitchers and catchers in the start of spring training? Because I know for us folks living in the north, winter starts to get really long in January and you get into February, and boy, that's a sign of spring when pitchers and catchers show up in Florida and Arizona.
Yeah, right after the Super Bowl, it kind of hits you like, okay,
yeah,
here it comes. But so it's like, as soon as the Super Bowl is over, like, okay, here goes baseball 2 weeks later. You know, it starts early this year, too. It's starting about a week early, and, you know, teams are, you know, are congregating before Valentine's Day. You know, we're going to have our first games, you know, about the 24th, 25th of March.
Right.
So very early this year. It's been very interesting, Cleveland. I want to say Cleveland has, like, 10 games in the first 2 weeks of the season. Cleveland can be pretty cool that time of year.
Yeah, there he is, Bob Nightingale, joining us on the Home Service Plus hotline. We visited with him early in the week, and here we go. And the Twins made some announcements today as well, and they announced minor league staff assignments. At AAA Rochester, Toby Gardenhire makes his AAA managerial debut with the Red Wings after guiding the Twins to single-A affiliates to a winning record over the last 2 years. Ramon Borrego, who guided his last three clubs to the postseason, returns as manager at AA Pensacola. Aaron Sutton assumes the reins as a manager at Single A Fort Myers. Brian Dinkelman returns for his second season as manager at Single A Cedar Rapids. And Ray Smith embarks on his 27th season as manager with the rookie level Elizabethton Twins. And as all they do down there is win year in and year out. You can check all the minor league assignments at the Twins website, twinsbaseball.com. We have more coming up in a moment here on Sports to the Max. We'll have an update on the weather, and then we're going to visit with Phil Lundeen, longtime St. Olaf men's cross country and men's track and field coach, announced his retirement a week ago. We had a chance to visit with him a little bit earlier in the week here on CCO, and of course, he spent a lot of time at the U as well. So Phil Lundeen will hear from Mike Zimmer ahead of that big showdown between the Vikes and 49ers tomorrow. And we'll have Timberwolves tickets to give away. If you're available to see the Timberwolves take on Indiana next Wednesday night, we'll have your chance to win later in the hour. Eric Nelson sitting in for Henry Lake tonight following the news at 9 from the Bay Area. And he'll have a lot of Viking talk, including former Viking Carl Lee on the program tonight. It is 8:31 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Sports to the Max.
This January, Little Six Casino has a mountain of cash stacked so high, it's about to come cascading down. Enter Cash Avalanche at Little Six, Saturdays in January. Starting at 9 a.m., every 2 minutes brings your chance to win up to $5,000 cash or free slot play. And if the guests drawn before you don't claim their prizes, you could shovel up even more. Get a little lucky, and all the details at LittleSixCasino.com.
Hey, it's Corey Heppola. If you're in the market to sell your home, you've probably heard me talk about how my friend John Schuster with Coldwell Banker Burnett has helped hundreds of WCCO listeners sell their homes at or over asking price. You're going to have a rare opportunity to learn his secrets that have helped hundreds of families already this year alone sell their home fast and for the most money. Our own Paul Douglas and John are hosting another home seller forum that is specifically going to show you 3 things all sellers must do to make the most money on the sale of their home, 5 pitfalls most sellers make, and timing the real estate market just right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.